Okay, my name is Jayla. I'm 17. Today is March 24th, 2024. And I'm speaking with...
Jasmine Quiroz.
Okay, your last name. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 36.
37. And we're in our house interviewing. Our comfy little home. Okay. So I'm just going to ask you questions about parenthood. Okay?
Okay.
So first question... is, do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
Oh my gosh, she looks like me.
Aw.
Okay. Yes, your sister looked just like your dad. So, when I saw you, well, I always hoped to have one kid at least look like me. And I saw you and I was like, she does look like me.
Describe how you felt when you were, like, giving birth. But, like, the emotional side, not, like, the physical side.
I was relieved.
You were relieved.
Yes, I was excited to meet you.
Okay. How did you choose my name?
We chose it off of baby book.
Boring.
Yes.
So in the explain
it
that.
It had to be a J name.
Explain our family, yeah.
Because we all have J names. Your grandma's name starts with the J. My name starts with the J.
Mm-hmm.
And we said if we had daughters, they were going to have J names. If we had sons, they were going to have E names like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having another daughter. Yeah. So we went through the baby book and found a name that we liked. So we agreed on that one. And your middle name, we had some help from your aunt.
Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. So I came up with Jayla Priscilla.
Okay. What was I like as a baby?
You were a good baby, but you did have separation anxiety.
Oh.
So you would cry if I was not in the room because I took care of you all the time. So you were with me always. So if a stranger was in the house and I would leave the room, like not like a full-blown stranger, you know, like your tia or... somebody would go visit and you were in the bouncer or a car seat or a swing or someone's arms, you would cry. If I would leave the room, you would always have to see me at all times. But you were a good baby. You were not trouble.
No.
Mm-mm. And growing up, you were a quiet child.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Occasional tantrum. Yeah. But that's okay.
Who doesn't, you know? Who doesn't?
Yeah. You would cry and turn purple. If
oh, remember my little tantrum. Cup I would hold?
Yeah, you had separation anxiety to that cup. To any cup, you just had to hold the cup.
So
that was the emotional support, which I think you still do because you carry a hydro flask every day.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I have to stay hydrated. What can I say?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Do you remember any songs you used to sing me?
Songs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, do I have any jammy jams?
Anything in particular? No, I think we would just sing whatever.
Whatever was popular.
Yes, at the time.
Trying to think if I.
You know, we were going to the 2000 playlist, and you're like, I know a song. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you were. But like, nothing.
No.
Pops in my head right now.
Okay. What were my siblings like?
Well, Jalissa was jealous because she would used to... You had the longest eyelashes ever. And so she would, like, pull your eyelashes. Like, and you're asleep. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then she would wake you up and then you would cry.
So she was a bully?
She was since day one. I'm just kidding. She just wanted... I don't know. And I guess because she wanted to play with you because you were a real doll.
I was a real doll.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
now Giselle was like your bestie, your little shadow. So I just want to be like you.
Okay. What is the best memory you have of the three of us together? When we're all happy.
When you guys would go and play with mud. You guys, I don't know whose idea it was to turn the hose outside.
It was Jalissa's. I can tell you that. It was freaking Jalissa's.
Jalissa would do that, yes. Yeah. And then you guys were full of mud, all of you, like, completely. We were making mud pies, but it was fine. Like, I mean, of course, everybody had to get bathe.
I was so scared. But you guys were gonna come home. I was so scared. This is scary. She made us. You don't understand, Mom. She made us. Just kidding. Once I got on the mud, I was like, oh, this is fun.
That's fun, yes. But you guys were happy, not hiding anything. That was a good memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
When you would get sick. Because you had to get hospitalized when you were like a year and a half. You had a bladder infection, and then so you were in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days. So I was kind of, that was hard because at that point I was pregnant with your little sister. So that was difficult. And then we had Janlisa. So, you know, I had to be in the hospital with you, but I still had your sister to care for. Mm-hmm. And that was hard, but you know, we had help. Mm-hmm. Your dad and grandma stepped in, so that was hard then. And then you got sick again later on. You had to get your tonsils removed at age 3, so that was hard. Mm-hmm. You know.
But nothing since.
Nothing since.
Too healthy. Just kidding. Okay. If you could do anything again, would you raise me differently?
I think we try to have a different approach in raising our children than what we had. Because I came from like super strict mom. So I didn't want to do that for you guys. I wanted you guys to make decisions on your own and not be so so strict. But I feel like, no, I wouldn't change it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys turned out pretty okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay.
No, I mean, you're good kids. Okay. You guys are. I don't have any issues with you guys. So I think that's fine. I think I just wish I was more mature. I wish I was just, like, older so that I could maybe provide more for you or be more stable because you guys were struggling. Well, I mean, we struggled when we were... I had to raise you guys at 21.
Three kids before 21, yeah.
That was hard. But I think that would be the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have wished to be a little bit older and not stress so much about, you know, the day-to-day or, like, ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And actually focus more on you're just going to be tiny for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Once you're grown, you can't change that. You can't take that back, that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, can't get it back, I mean. But I think that's it. But I wouldn't change anything. I'm sorry, the dog's making a cameo.
The dog. It's okay. What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Well, love your children a lot. Mm-hmm. Family is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So you have to be together. Like what I always tell you guys. You gotta love your sisters when you grow up. Because that's the only family that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter if you guys have issues. Don't let anything get in the way. Don't let your significant others get in the way. Because your sister bond is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that would be, like, yes. To give them those values that we've given you as your parents. And I don't think that you're going to be a bad parent. I mean, you know how to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to love your children whenever the time comes. Very, very far away.
Oh, please.
Yes, please.
Please think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but yes. Don't stress so much about the little things because it's not that important.
Okay, last question. How do you think we're alike and how do you think we're different?
Okay, well, I feel like you're the one who looks more like me.
We're twins, basically.
I feel like we're both very smart. You got the smarts from me, obviously. But I feel like you're so driven and so focused and, you know, I'm always all over the place. I'm a little bull in a china shop. You don't know how I say that about myself. But I think that's how we're different. But I feel like you're everything that I wish I could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're ancient, you're so mature, you're so driven, and I love that. So I think that's those are great qualities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the interview is counting and can I have a hug?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Bonnet wants to give you a kiss.
Okay.
A hug.
That's it. Hee hee.